Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no, not even no devil slowing me down, no. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover, he done may be a valley walker, man, I worship a mind renewer, bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles slowing me now, no, ain't no shackles slowing me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that come to priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Devil's on me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the same like a crib going seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus, and he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up, and I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin, and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up, and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Valley walker, man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back the mind memory, but he done taught me. Ain't no shackles turning me down. No, 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 no. Ain't no shackles turning me down. No, no.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
You know what the Bible say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It say that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And right now I feel stronger than ever.
Yeah. I got his joy in my heart, like a pot boiling, running over. He delivered me out the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full in the sunny door.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup full in the sunny door.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Joyful and it's running over.
Cup full and it's running over. Foot on the neck of my opponent. Slay master, yeah, he used to own me. Out of a lion, I was made for this. We gon' make it, call me Jada Kid. I'm a soldier, all the way with this. May cost me my life, I can't play with this. Bible junkie, feed my face with this. And every service, fill my plate with this. And I'm subject to the Holy Spirit on another level, fly away with this. Heaven bound, gotta make the list. My name on the roll, I can't hit and miss. Y'all looking like y'all need real joy. All you churchgoers need to get with this. My aim is to be a giant in the kingdom. That's why every good lies, I gotta beat them. Every wolf in sheep clothing, I gotta see them. Ain't just trying to be like Christ, I'm trying to be them. Be them, be them. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to see them. It's in me like Gatorade. Careful what I do and say from the AM all the way to the PM. PM, PM, all day. I gotta worship him all day. I gotta report to him all day. That's why I ain't worried about what y'all say. No way. Hey, I'm go like a green light. And I got faith in a chokehold, throwing big blows in a mean fight. But I ain't mad though, cause I got new life. I got a show in my heart, yeah. Like a pot full and running over. He delivered me at the dark, yeah. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Catch me smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Jump
pulling
and running.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody,
ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad at nobody but the devil. How the pot gon' be mad at each other? Tried to take me out, but God would love him. He tried to trick me, but he ain't that clever. Alba took me to another level. Show me who he made me to be in the mirror. Now I'm looking for the man in the mirror. Second sound when I'm on the stage. Doing shows, getting soul saved. Celebrating like we at a parade. I'm blowing up like they throw the grenade. No Gatorade, but he quenched my thirst. Need a living water, so I put him first. The gift of gab, watch our body the first. The gift of gab, watch our body the first. Yeah, body the first. No mean mug, smiling all the time. So my gold shining like all the time. I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
Yeah, I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
Could have been locked up a long time. Now it's biblical rhyme, line for line. He moving mountains, I ain't gotta climb. God co-signing, said the game mine. Upset, just a waste of time. I don't waste time when I'm on a mission. Thumbing through the scriptures, seeking ammunition. Word locked and loaded in my heart to get it. Paint perfect pictures so my lyrics vivid. I dip and dab in the Holy Spirit. Weak, but the spirit will it. I got a show in my heart, like a pot full of running over. He delivered me out the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full and it's running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup full and it's running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full and it's running though.
ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
We ain't mad at nobody but the devil. Better tell him.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
All honor, glory, and praise goes to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, Yah, God Himself, the creator of all creation, His only begotten Son, Yahuwah, and His Son, Yahshua. We bow down and give Him praise through their Holy Ghost, their Holy Ghost Spirit. We are the church, and we give you praise. Oh, thank you. Good evening, everyone. How are you? Good morning, wherever you are in God's beautiful earth. I'd like to say pray all is well with you and your families. Thank you for turning us on this evening. Breaking Chains, a special assignment podcast. I am Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Pick up the phone and get involved, 858-357-9137. We come before the mic and come before you. Let us clear our hearts and minds and go before the throne and give Him praise. Amen. Most gracious and merciful Yah, we thank you for yet another day, the breath of life that you breathe into our bodies, opening our eyes, seeing your beautiful creation. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins, the remission, the cleansing of iniquities, transgressions made before you through your only begotten Son. We call him Jesus in the English, which is not proper, so we will call him by his name, Yahushua, the HaMashiach, our Savior. Filled with his Holy Spirit, we give you thanks, and we say thank you for yet another day and the many blessings bestowed upon us and our families. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us, your comfort, your strength, your guidance, your guardian protection. And we just thank you for yet another day to come before you using this ministry as a platform that you blessed us to use to bring your word. And we thank you. Continue to increase us, bless us, oh, indeed, enlarge our territory. We'd like to ask for a covering on our mentor and our overseer, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our young people program, the Rotten Apples. And we just thank you. Watch over all of your ministers, your pastors, and all of your teachers, and all of your servants in the earth right now, all of your disciples. We send out our love to them right now, and we ask that you cover us all. We ask for healing in our bodies, mind, and soul. I lay myself at your feet, O Father, that the healing will continue to take place, that the recovery, the resurrection, the revival, and everything that you need of me that will be renewed in me on this moment right now as we touch and agree in the Spirit, because you say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, and we say thank you. So right now, I lay my daughter at your feet, Kayla Marie Williams, as she needs your comfort, your strength, your healing to take place. Watch over my son and all of my family, my grandchildren, and all of my family members near and far, my loved ones. And Lord, we just say thank you for all that you do. We prepare ourselves right now to go in to break chains, to use this platform that you've given us to give your word to your people. For those that are going to be accepting it, we ask that they be covered and filled with you. We say it right now in the name of your son, Yahshua. Blessed of you, Yahuwah. God, we thank you. And all of your children say amen, amen, and amen. Ain't no more playing around, y'all. It's time to refuse the devil. It's time to step up, break chains, suit up, put on your full armor of God. YAT Radio is signing on. We breaking chains, y'all. Let's go get them.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, so you know what I'ma do. I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press, you know what I'm talking about.
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice.
Depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping.
sleeping, but cuss was sleeping. Instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall.
Stand tall.
Yeah, you might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it. It ain't no doubt about it. That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like the one pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no matches, I'm a falcon in here. Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down at depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race. Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith. So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God. So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you. The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
Now
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
All right. Thanks, big bro. Tightspots.org. Check him out, Andre Williams. Dre is the man. Welcome back to the show. Honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And to you out there, we thank you for turning us on. Tell a friend about a friend that we here, man. We ain't going nowhere. You know, as long as he's breathing breath into our bodies, we're going to keep breaking chains. You know, listen. Let me go and put the disclaimer out there before I get going. Breaking chains is all about standing up against the evil, the darkness, and of this wicked world. And listen, that's what it's all about. We have to come in love and unity and be filled with the love of Yah in our hearts, period, because he is love. And it's all about standing up against everything that's dark within ourselves, you know, wherever it is, in the family, in the community, everywhere. That's what we do, okay? You know what I'm saying? We are not excluded from anything because our Heavenly Father is no respecter person. So, you know what I'm saying? It includes all of us because there's not one perfect man nor perfect woman walking in the earth. You understand what I'm saying? We are filled with the perfection of righteousness through his Holy Spirit. But we have that free will whether or not we choose to live in it. You understand what I'm saying? We could talk it all day long. We can social media it all day long. We could podcast it all day long. We can pulpit it all day long. We could street all day long. But as long as it's not in your heart, it means nothing to Yah. I'm just telling you the truth. Faith without works is dead, but works without faith is also dead because you don't have faith in him. You don't have faith in his son, so you're not filled with his Holy Spirit. So we definitely are not here to attack the church. We're here to attack the false prophets, the Antichrist, and the evil one in his kingdom. You know what I'm saying? His so-called church, because his church is totally different. He's dark. We're the light. Understand the difference. Period. That's who we are. Hey, what's up with you? Break and Change, a special assignment podcast. Last week I asked you a question, and the question was, what's the plan? As we step into another Monday, I'm going to throw a part two on that thing. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. You have to have a plan that matches up with the plan of the Creator. He's the creator of all creation. So if your plans are not matched up with his, it's not going to work. We should know that by now, right? And if we don't know that by now, something's wrong. You're not paying attention. Because he told us that, you know what I'm saying, for I know the plans that I have for you. You know, and the plans were, this is something that stands out to me the most. Not to bring us harm. So where did all the harm come from? Where did all the harm come from? The evil, the darkness. See, that's what you're not paying attention to. See, when you have a plan, you know, write the vision, make it plain. Yeah, I told you that. So the plan has to be, you know, man. All the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. You know, everything has to be laid out for listen, you bring that knowledge, you bring that wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? And when people read over your knowledge and wisdom of the plan, they have to have an understanding, because in all thy getting, get an understanding. You getting the knowledge and the wisdom, and you ain't got an understanding yet of what the plan that Yah has for you. What's the plan? See, you are allowing man to cause you to overlook the master plan. That's foolish, man. That's foolishness. And you wonder why things are not the way that you whatever. Listen. The book of Proverbs tells you the heart of man plans his way, but Yah establishes his steps. See. Listen what Yah said. He said, I'll give you your heart's desire, the desires of your heart. But your desires of your heart has to match up with his plan for you. It says, but it says the Lord. We're going to call him who he is. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. But who are the Lord? Who are the kings? Are you one of them? Are you one of his children? Because if you are his child, you understand his plan. And the heart of you plans your way, but your plans eventually fall into accordance with his. Correct? Because you say you are a child of the Most High. But what Most High? Because the creator of all creation, the Heavenly Father, Yah, he says that he was going to give that evil one, the opposer of him, the Satan. You understand? You know, because if you pay attention to it and you look up the name Satan, you know what I'm saying? You look up the devil, you look up imps, you know what I'm saying? Mostly are just titles. Emphasis of something. Lucifer was a title. Look it up. How can you give someone that's not worthy of a name a name? He ain't got no name. Let's get that understood. So see, you have bowed down to someone that means nothing, who is nothing, who has no power unless you give it to him. Yes, of course. Yah gave him the ability to make his kingdom Lord and his and the prince of the air. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Prince of the air, it's up to you to take that evilness in. See, you breathe air. So that means that his evilness is floating around. Look, and he told Yah. And when Yah got, come here, boy. I'm just being facetious right now. Come here, boy. Your ignorant self. Come here, boy. Well, what you doing? Where you coming from? And the fools say, I'm just lurking to and fro in the earth. Looking around so I can see, kill, and destroy somebody. And that happened to be all of us at some point in our lives. See, once you start realizing the truth and the light comes on, what do you do? What's the plan in? Go get you a cup of ginger and lemon tea, you know, and you know, put a little honey in it before you go to bed tonight. Let's take care of ourselves. Listen. What's the plan? Because when you go back to the book of Genesis, you understand what I'm saying? You go to the book of Genesis, and you already know what your original plan was in the get-go. Finish. Did you say that? You already knew what the plan was. And since the beginning of your plan, have you done what I told you to do? Okay. For those that know the original plan, those out there. Listen, when you go to the book of Genesis, and even the ones that still don't believe in God, but believe in God, you know what I'm saying? This he announces his name and says, in the Seth, says it kind of agrees with Joshua. You know, his father's name is Yahuwah, and his name. Listen. Genesis chapter 1. Here's your original plan. And his word has been altered by man so many times to make laws in the earth to be enslaved to. That's another whole story. Dr. Kim talk about that all the time. Check him out tomorrow night, history talk. But listen. Genesis 1 and 26 says, then Yah said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. Here's your plan. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So Yah created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then Yah blessed them, and Yah said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the earth of the air, over everything on the earth. I've given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food, also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. That was on the sixth day. You tell me. You can take it out of context if you want. What in the hell is wrong with us? I'm going to put all of us in it. What's the plan, man? We have already went against the original plan right here. Why you think, who built the ark? Noah. Who built the ark? Brother Noah built the ark. And don't you step for cleansing again. This filthy, evil. Listen, lying, stealing, manipulating, killing, hurtful, deceiving, murderous, treacherous. You go on and on, huh? But oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, that we have a Heavenly Father that says, don't worry about it. I got it. Keep the faith. Stay faithful. Vengeance is mine. I'm going to take care of it all. So what's your plan? See, it's God or nothing round up in these times up in here. You hear me? You know what I'm saying to you? Because see, you seem to don't get something. Because he lets us know that the steps of a man are established by the Son. Yahuwah, his Son Yahshua, when he delights in his way. And it lets us know that many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it's supposed to be the purpose of Yah that will stand. And everything that you're doing out there, are you representing the kingdom of the Creator, the Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, the one that sits on the throne? Are you representing the HaMashiach, the Savior, the one that sits at his right hand, that you call Jesus, Yahshua? Huh? The way maker? Your advocate? Really? Do the plans represent him? Does his purpose for your life stand? What's your plan? See, what I've come to find out is that these type of conversations, this type of teaching, that type of preaching, educating, whatever you want to call it, it is not well accepted. Because when you think about it, you understand the words that we speak out of our mouths have effect. The music that we listen to in our ears have an effect. Whatever we speak, Yah told us, he says it has either life or death. You can speak either one. So when you're out here, when you are attacking, you know what I'm saying, backbiting and backstabbing and gossiping and whatever you're doing with that tongue of yours in your mouth, you know what I'm saying, we all got something going coming out this mouth for hours, you understand, talking, we saying something good or bad every time you open your mouth. Which side are you on? Seriously. What plan and strategy have you chosen for your life? And does it match up with your father? Because see, let me tell you something. When I was growing up, my daddy used to always tell me, he'd say, son, I want you to always remember Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good. And for those who are called according to his purpose. Are you called according to his purpose? Because see, that in itself, you know what I'm saying? You know, talks about your faith. You ain't even know. You ain't even know. Because see, in order for all things to work together for the good, according to his purpose, it's going to take time, because you got to remember now, a day is 1,000 years to him. And 1,000 years to him is one day. Remember that now. His ways and thoughts are not ours. He sits high, look low. We got to look high. See, you have allowed something, someone, something to alter your plans, to get you off track. Because see, Proverbs is very powerful. You want to get educated, man. You got to go read that book. But Proverbs tells you that a man's steps Listen now, a man steps from Yah. So how then can man understand his way? That's deep. That's deep. That's deep. A man's steps are from Yah. So how then can man understand his way? If you say you God is the head of my life. So if he's the head, that means he's the leader. He's the guide. You follow. So how do you know where you're going unless you're connected to him? They say, how then can man understand his way? The only way you can understand is that you're connected to him. Because his will and his way gonna be done regardless to the believer and the non-believer. You hear me? You may be having your way right now, but trust me, as long as you wake up tomorrow morning, you got an opportunity to make sure that it is according to his plan that he has for your life. Of course, he wants you to prosper. He wants you to have blessings. He wants you to have goodness and peace in your life. But you understand what I'm saying? Ain't no harm that he going to bring to you. And then let me tell you something. When harm comes in, that means that the vulnerability is there somewhere in our lives, that we've allowed that darkness, that depression, that frustration, that anger, that sadness, something that we have not turned over to him, took us off his plan. What is breaking chain? Oh, he just using this to preach because he did it. Man, you can say whatever you want to say. You got to understand, names are not as important down here as they are for the ones that come from up there too down here. You ain't even get that. So you think your title, your name, and your alphabets behind your name are very important. They may be very important to you and the role that you represent and the respect that you've earned and the credits that you've gained for that, of course. Nothing against it. No, trust me. Don't be talking about he hating and envious and our man. Please miss me with that. I'm just trying to forewarn you right now that all that means nothing if you're not using it for kingdom building, if you're not using it for the glory of the Most High. You hear what I said? Huh? So you around here all on social media taking pictures, showing your gums and doing videos and doing all this kind of stuff. Hey, man, hell, anybody can do that. But you going in the trap. You going where the prostitutes at? You going where the homeless at? You going where the gangsters at? You heard me? Do they know you when you walk in? You hear me? Come on, man, make it mean something. A lot of y'all out here doing this thing, man, and your plan ain't got nothing to do with glorifying the Most High. It's got everything to do to prove a point to somebody. I don't know who in the hell you trying to prove a point to. Maybe it was just what I said. Maybe you trying to prove a point to hell where you going to reside for eternity. I don't know. Having rough nights seeing demons. Them your roommates just getting you ready. That's all. What's your plan? See, man, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to do anything to harm anybody. Let me tell you something. If anything, you may get harmed because God say his word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It's going to rip you open. It's going to tear that skin open. It's going to rip that. Let me tell you something. That skin, that bone, that marrow, them tissues, muscles, everything. And it's going to expose all the way down to your heart. Let me tell you something. Whatever that you have in your heart is going to be exposed. See, a lot of you walking around looking one way and dirty on the inside. Oh, yeah, you showing your teeth, you doing all this, but you hiding about the truth.
You hiding the truth. And I done already told you, y'all already told you, y'all told you the plan that he has for you. Yahoo has said it. You better go and read Jeremiah 29:11. The prophet told you. You let a lot of people tell you, oh, that's the Old Testament, them the biblical days, man, got nothing to do with you. Hey, fool. Genesis to Revelation is biblical days. You still living, aren't you? Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Listen. He lets us know that I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. He ain't going to never leave you nor forsake you, especially if he done called and chose you to do the work. The thing is, are you doing the work properly? Listen. Let me say it this way. Being in ministry, going to seminary, and being a graduate, you know, being ordained, you know, my pastoralship and my bachelor's and all that, you know, that's a lot of people don't even know about that, you know, that I have all of that. My point in saying that is this, is that, listen, all of those are beneficial for you to educate yourself and to be fed and to be knowledgeable and wise and gain an understanding of what your responsibility and your calling, you know, and what you've been chosen to do. You understand? It's for you for growth and your relationship with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? And everything that he has for you. But see, when you start going up those levels, man, and getting higher and higher and closer, and you're getting educated and knowledgeable and wise and gaining understanding, you're supposed to be feeding others. And a lot of you are not doing that. A lot of you are not doing that. And a lot of you are doing it for the wrong reasons. Know a lot of people saying, yeah, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Yeah, but a lot of people doing it for the wrong reasons. See, the reason for you doing it has to be the plan that he has for us. And first and foremost is to give him all the honor, glory, and praise. That others may see him in you. Others may hear him in you. You know what I'm saying? Feel him in you. Huh? See, a lot of them put on the mask and perpetrate. And see, you hide behind something, a shield, and it's not the full armor of the Most High. You hide behind that man-made shield that you made and thinking that people don't see and know because you think that you way up there and everybody else way down here. And in your eyes, in the physical realm, to you, they way down there. But let me tell you something. In the Most High's eyes, we way up there, you hear me? And we see right through you like a window. And you ain't even aware of it. Because see, he say test the spirit by the spirit. And see, we that are connected to the Most High know what that means. We ain't always know. There were days where we was in the flesh and sometimes he had to pull us back and be like, whoa, Mew, come back. You hear that song in your head when I was back in the radio times, but you hear that song. Hey, what up, LL? Shouts out to you. You hear that song. Mama say, knock you out. Gonna come for you. You came for me, so I'm gonna... You came. But oh, thank you, y'all. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, my Creator. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Woo! Thank you for your Son being sacrificed for me. Clean me up from that sinful world. And listen now. Let me tell you something. I'm a work in progress.
I need to wear that sign and give me a sign and wear it every day. Work in progress. Work in progress. And listen, if you come in with that nonsense, you just think about, shout out to rest in peace, Michael Jackson, because I'm going to say, you know, his song, just leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. I done voice and say, just leave me alone. Because see, those tones, you know, that first when you get man going with this, just leave me alone, man. You know what I'm saying? You get that right there. It's just like, okay, you have alerted me, but I'm just like, listen to this plan right here. You need to get this plan for your life. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like a three strike rule. You got to understand the Father's all about them numbers. You, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three, right? Oh my, and the third day he got, oh, you ain't listening to me, listen to me now. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they say he went down, they killed him. Oh, you ain't listening to me. But listen to me, listen, you get that tone. Listen to, just leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. You hear that three? Listen to the song. Listen to me. That first one, listen to me. We're gonna go back to the Father. We're gonna go. Start at the Father, you know, because then you got that, you hear that tone. Man, go on with that, man. Just leave me alone. Because, see, the Father now is not in his hands right now. It's not in his hands. He gave it over to the Son. You heard what I said? Ooh, you ain't hearing. You ain't hearing me. I'm doing this now. Pay attention. Act like you in algebra class and philosophy. You know what I'm saying? Physics. You know what I'm saying? And get some English. Here we go. Go on. Just leave me alone. You understand what I'm saying? Because see, the Father turned it over to the Son. Because the Son says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through me. Listen to the plan now. Listen to me now. So the next thing you say, man, you just need to go, man. I ain't with that. Just leave me alone. Because see, listen to, when the Father had to leave his throne to come into the earth as his only begotten Son, down here to show the foolish ones, us, how we should live. He came here, and guess what? They taunted him. They did everything to him. See, you call it in, you know, this is the Holy Week, right? You know, we going into his death. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, based on man's calendar. You know what I'm saying? The Hebrew calendar does not state that now. I'm just saying, those that would get mad, just go and study and get the facts for yourself. Has nothing to do with our Savior. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to man-made calendar, right? He came and he was taunted by evil. The back was turned on him by the ones that say they loved him. So see, the ones that said that they love you, been around you, are the ones that's out there that are saying, crucify you right now. Crucify, because they want you out the way. They want where you at. They want what you got. They want what you're doing. They want, listen. Some want your audience. Some want your people. Some want the people that are following you all over. Just leave me alone. You gave it to the Son. You know what I'm saying? Then you killed him. But then you thought you had it. You had it in control. He was gone. But see, he goes the third thing for you right here. Just leave me alone. Because see, he sent himself back through his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, his Holy Ghost. So see, there go your third strike right there. See, he said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no wrong. Just leave me alone. And you didn't listen. You got people all over the place, social media, talking about this eclipse coming up next month. Things are happening in their cities with the National Guard and all these things and what's going to happen. See, you weren't listening. We tried to tell you. Things were about to, and all we asked for was love and unity and support. And you reject it. So the scripture even lets you know when you reject his, you reject him. So all you hypocrites and naysayers and liars and thieves, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, we've all been down a dark area in our life. None of us are perfect. We all fall short of the glory every day. You understand what I'm saying? You find somebody to say, I'm sinless. I'm not a sinner. I ain't this. Listen, you tell them they're lying. The truth ain't in them because that's what Yah said. It's in his word. See, we at a point right now, it's God or nothing in there. And he show, you listen, see, we've always been this want to be so intelligent. We always want to be this so bigger than mankind kind of people. We know everything, but don't know nothing. We don't know nothing, but we know everything. See, you still are you're experimenting with everything, taking all of the people's money, you know, taxes the people for number one. You taking something that wasn't yours in the first place, have put laws to it, and stamped it with your good old boy evil spirited ways, sacrificing people, killing people, murdering people, raping people, and then moving it forward like it meant something because man had to follow it because you put him under an enslavement and you put others in the dirt down there because you killed them. And you understand what I'm saying? You know right now that everything is coming back on you. You understand what I'm saying? Everything's being revealed. We told you accountability was coming. We told you exposure was coming. We told you all this was coming. And see, you expected us. Listen. I'm going to go personal. I can't speak for nobody but what goes on over here at Breaking Chains. You hear me? Because I'm the head over here. But let me tell you, you come for me so hard, and you still coming for me. And every day that you come for me, you think that you just got me out because you see me, you know what I'm saying, taking my time, moving slow, and not coming or doing or saying, yeah. But let me tell you something. Regardless of what you think is going on, I ain't in control of a doggone thing. Did you hear what I say? See, because see, I know the plans that are set forth for me. See, you want me to lay down and die and give up. But you tend to forget who this is over here. Not only that I'm a child of the Most High and I claim and speak and have faith in it, trust in it, walk in it, talk in it, live in it. And I ain't perfect because I still drop the ball or fall and all that. I'm a sinner saved by grace and his mercy. Most of all, his love. But let me tell you something. As far as that other side, man, I've been there, done that. Let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something, girl. Because, see, I ain't talking to no lady. I ain't talking to no man. I ain't talking to a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to a woman of God, a man of God. I'm talking to the ones that are following that dog. You know, still straddling that fence. Still thinking that you sneaking and creeping that don't nobody see. He say he gives you dominion on everything that creep on the earth. If you want to slide down there on your belly like your daddy, he already gave me the power and authority to step on and trample on the serpents and scorpions. Do you hear what I said? See, you don't understand. See, when you find somebody, and there's plenty of us out there, but when you run up on us in your personal life, you don't know what to do. So the best thing for you to do, you just get away from them. And my daddy had to show me that. My Heavenly Father. He had to show me why they all duck and run. They don't even call you and tell you why they're going. I'm speaking boldly right now. Because, see, I haven't had enough of that. And, see, there's a lot of people out here that haven't had enough of that. And some of them are afraid to stand up and say something because they're afraid of this. I need to let them know that they didn't get that from the creator of all creators, the Heavenly Father. Y'all didn't give you that. That dark one gave you that. Because let me tell you something. How in the hell you going to have fear of something and you say, I'll never leave nor forsake you. I'm with you wherever you go. Be encouraged. Keep your head up. Keep moving. Trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me. And I'm going to direct your path. So why in the world are you worrying about him? Why in the world are you worrying about her? Why are you worrying? Well, let me tell you something. Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. So if the Spirit of the Most High live is in us, let me ask you something. Why in the hell is so much hell coming out of us? Alright. See, you think this a game. You talk about little old preachers like me, and I'm alright with that. Because the old little preacher like me, let me tell you something, the Most High didn't show me big things. See, he took the little bitty ones in the Bible to do great things in the earth. You ain't hear what I said. Murderers, adulterers, you hear what I'm saying? Drunkards, prostitutes,
Why, what you talking about? And you coming for me because you think you got titles, apostle, because you got a title, bishop, because you got a title and you want to be adorned by that? God don't care about that, man. Let me tell you something. I done walked across every last one of y'all path. I done came in all y'all's presence. And you treated me like I was a nothing. You talked to me like I was a nothing. I turned my back and you tried to throw your dagger, but you forgot something. My heart is pure. Why am I making this personal? You made it personal. You made it personal. And I'm supposed, let me tell you something. I'm supposed to let you know. See, he made men of God. He made men of God that are warriors of God. I'm one of them warriors. I'm just telling you straight up. You know I am. That's why you don't, that's why you say you can't come preach in my church. You ain't got no church but you. I don't want to come inside of you to do nothing. You heard me, boy? Because see, I ain't talking to the real man of God. I told you that now. I'm not talking to the real woman of God. I told you that. So don't sit there and get offended if this don't fit you. If this fits you, that means that you need to go take a look in the mirror. It starts with the man in the mirror. I'm asking you to change your ways. You better break some chains in your life because it starts with you. Started with me. Listen, you ain't got to do nothing for us. We doing it for the kingdom of God. And we pray that our love is strong and you feel what we talking about. Because we love you and ain't nothing you could do about that. Our overseer and mentor stresses that all the time. He made us understand we love everybody no matter what. You can hate us to the day you leave this earth, but we going to love you in our hearts no matter what. Because ain't no more praying over here. You ain't got to like us. You ain't got to love us. But you will respect us because we belong to the Most High. We belong to the Creator of all creation. We belong to Yahuwah. You understand what I'm saying? The son of your, let me tell you something, the son of the one that died for the whole world, believers and non-believers, it was up to you to become a believer and accept that. You feel me? Ain't no more playing out here. Period. We break a chain. You understand? Get with it. Break chains with IT Radio.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
You know what time it is.
We need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeating the sins that can be the day. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light be gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you're sincere from the start of your plan, and I don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right.
$1 million dollars ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell and draw. Take a penitentiary chances, money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your way. People skimming all your real for no reason, and then you gon' run on my neck with another brother catching the case. Can't you tell that it's war up in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we can be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword that gone, off that holy water gone, off that holy water cleansed by the divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out, there's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around. Ain't no more playing around.
Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on
it. Ain't no more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live right.
Hey.
Had to go down just to make me see the light.
See the light.
Been in the county on the way to prison. Ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart.
I'm so serious.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live right.
I gotta live right.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Amy. Thank you, babe. We love you. Check it out. Listen, listen. Welcome back to Breaking Chains. All honor, glory, and praise to the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Breaking Chains, step into this second hour, man. I'm Pastor Rod. Shouts out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. LaVert Kemp, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, and our Ride and Apple program with our young people, man. Just, you know, let me tell you something. The Father is doing so much. See, you know, he does things in his time, at his time, when it's time. At his time. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about him. So it's got to happen when he wants it to, you know, in his time, you know what I'm saying? Because it, his will and his way is going to be done, but at the right time. Look what we are at 2024. Look how much chaos is going on in the earth, all over the earth, not just in your neighborhood or my neighborhood, to the four corners, man. And you talk about, you know, you see almost a debate about the earth is not round. Of course not. The earth is flat, has an Antarctica ice wall around to keep you from falling over. But a lot of things are going on out here, man, and research and things, man. A lot of it are lies. A lot of it is photoshopped, a lot of things. So be very careful what you're reading. Be very careful what you see. Make sure that you go and do your research and your studies of your own to find out the truth. Read the word. The word. In the beginning was the word. Did you hear what I say? In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So in other words, Yahuwah, they were here before any of this got here. So go to the best source that you can get it from. You know, because he's not a man that lies, or the son of man that has to repent. We lie and we got to repent. We got to ask for forgiveness. They ain't got to be a part of it. He ain't got to do that. And when I say they, because it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One had to divide himself into three. Ain't that something to save our old ignorant selves, disobedient selves, foolishness down here? You ain't even get that. You ain't even understand. How could that take place? Well, how could that happen? Well, yeah, man, it's a lot of people out here right now sacrificing themselves, saying, I ain't no snitch. I ain't see nothing. I ain't this. I ain't that. And you know all the details. You were sitting right there. But you would rather put yourself in a pit of fire in hell for all eternity to what? Cover up a lie and a sin? Really, man? Where are we at? And listen. Excuse me. If we would get to the right side of this journey that's going on, this life journey we on, if we get on the right side, we wouldn't even have to be put in a situation where we have to be called anything like that, where we have to see anything like that on purpose, because guess what? He said you got to come from among people like that. If you don't put your foolishness and your craziness ahead of everything, you understand what I'm saying? And you live by the truth, you won't even be in those situations no more. You won't even be in them. They're going to happen, but doesn't mean that you got to be a part of it. The thing is that you have to be a part of it not happening. You have to be praying. You understand what I'm saying? Praying without ceasing. You understand what I'm saying? Praying when you leave your house, praying when you come back in your house. Soon as you walk out the door, you praying. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask that you watch over me as I leave the comfort of my home, my house. Whether you own it or rent it or whatever, you're living with your parents, it don't matter. That's where you lay your head. You understand what I'm saying? Wherever you are, you ask for the Spirit of the Most High to come there to protect it. And to protect you. Listen, stop being so selfish. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't even understand everything that I was telling you about in that first hour, did you? About what's the plan? You got everything all mixed up. Man plan don't top nothing about the Creator's plan. You hear what I said? Stop letting people lead you astray. And then you're getting mad. Man, somebody asks you a question. Are you stupid? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? You losing your mind? You ain't think about that? That's common sense. Stop getting mad when people make them. And maybe we need to be a little bit more easy on you. But let me I'm going to say this for me. I can't speak for somebody. You know what? Let me tell you something. When I look at people, respond to people in a certain way, I do it because I expect more from you. It's something about you within you that's keeping you from being the greatest within yourself. It's not my fault. Let me tell you something. Where am I going in this hour right here? Listen, it's about the plan, man. The plan starts with you. How do you look at yourself? How do you feel about you? Where do you see you? What do you see you doing? What is the plan about the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how about you? Have you asked yourself that? Who am I? What am I? When is all of this in my plans and da 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 da? Where am I? Where have I been? Where am I going, considering to where I am right now? How did that happen? How did I get here? And how do I fix it? Huh? Why did it all happen? Was it all my planning? Did I allow the Heavenly Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit to have a part in my planning? We need to know these things. Because one thing about it, the prophet Isaiah said to us, Yah will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Isn't that something? So he's going to take care of us. He's going to satisfy everything about it. So what's the problem? Listen, why do your plans fail? Why things don't, did you give up on it? What happened? Did you give up? Listen. I was given this vision come June 26th of this year, 28 years ago. Seriously. And breaking chains 15 years ago. I'm just, you know, a testimony can do something for someone out there, because it gives you the power of the Most High God. You hear what I'm saying? Because listen to me now. Out of 28 years, what he has done has been miraculous. You understand? For the ministries that have come out of Young Adults Talk and Breaking Chains, my. The lives changed that we don't even know about. He gets all the glory. Listen. This was started for him. I told one of the ministers used to be on the air with me, man, and, you know, listen, lives are touched that we'll never meet on this side, that we'll never know their names, we'll never see them. And they turn their lives over to the Father through the Son and accepted his Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? Their lives were reconciled back to the kingdom because of something that was said or done through what has happened in 28 years. And over the 28 years, birthed in this podcast. So, which took us to the four corners of the earth. This ministry has been going for 15 years. We went from state to state when we started down in Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana, with my best friend, Aaron Appleberry. And may he rest in peace. Loved. Oh, my. Wow. And App was close to my family, you know, and he was my boss at one time at one of the radio stations that we worked at in Mobile, Alabama. And he got me down in New Orleans, Louisiana, met Karen Hintz there, and we all came together, man, and they helped me to put this vision together of Young Adults Talk, you know, Rotten Apple Productions. And believe it or not, Rotten Apple Productions came about because the type of person I was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It's, woo. So, you know, I say all that to say this is that doing those 28 years, you know what I'm saying, I've been at a lot of points in my life, man, just doing whatever I wanted to do and making money and investing into helping others through the ministry and everything. So here I am today in 2024, excited, love what I do. Trust me, I love what I do, man. And when you get to the point where you tell the plan, listen, man, this is what we got to do. This is what needs to be done for all of this to work. You know what I'm saying? For all of this to come together, because this is what the Most High said through his word, right? And the thing is that a lot of us, and I say us because of all of us, well, fell into Proverbs 3:5-6, where we didn't trust in him with all of our heart. Where we always lean to our own understanding first. You hear what I'm saying? And then and he said, all your ways, we bought a quarter, we bought a half, we bought a third, we bought three fourths. We never acknowledged him in all our ways. So he couldn't direct our paths out of the ways that we didn't acknowledge to him, even though he knew them. But we have to talk to him. He doesn't force. He say the word let us know. He stand at the door and knock. He can open anything he wants and shed anything he wants. He has that power. But he always knocks. He stands at the door and knocks to come in. And that's something. We don't have that type of respect for each other. And you wonder why things don't go the way they go. Your plans, because your plans don't line up with his plans. Humble, meekness, long-suffering, patience, love, joy. Where's all that with you? Do you exhibit that? That's why your plans don't work. Why you're not directed properly out of those dark areas? Because you ain't not acknowledging them. You sitting around gossiping, man, let me tell you, man, I got to do something. You listen. You got to confess your sins one to another, but a sinner and a sinner can't get nothing done together if the Most High ain't involved. Y'all hearts ain't pure, so he ain't there. He there, but he ain't there. He ain't with y'all. He watching over. He looking. See, he lives within those that accept Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the GPS back to him. That's God's private system, GPS. It's private. You got to have that. you got to have that Yahshua code to go in. And the code is that blood stain. You got to be washed. See, when he looking down, he know who his children are. See, they looking down and seeing blue. But see, he looking down and he's seeing red for his. Woo! What you say? Teach me your way, oh Father, and lead me on the level path because of my enemies. See, I know you're my enemy. You just don't know that I know that you know that you're my enemy. See, my daddy say, don't make me think that you think I'm thinking you think I'm stupid. And you did it. Because see, with your perverted heart, it devises evil. And you're continually sowing discord everywhere you go. It's in your tone. It's in the way that you type. It's in your response. It's in the way that you carry yourself. You carry yourself as a lie, deceiving people, manipulating people, getting people to follow you and follow you to their lives of destruction. And I can't blame you, foolish one, because they just as foolish for not doing their study and to show themselves approved before the Most High God. You understand what I'm saying? See, God knows your heart. A lot of people may not know the true pronunciation and the names of the Creator, the true name of His only begotten Son. You understand? The true name of the Holy Spirit, of Ruach. R-U-A-C-H. Look at the Hebrew. See, you use Greek and all of this, but you got to understand that when the only begotten Son was born, He was born Hebrew. A man of color, a man with half wool. You understand what I'm saying? That beautiful brass, that bronze look. You understand? That's color. So you have to either take his word or man's word. It's up to you. That's a choice you have to make. Can't nobody make that for you but you. You hear what I'm saying? But are you listening? There is a difference. And if you don't know the difference, there's a problem. Because see, we have to make sure that we ask him every morning, keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Did you hear what I said? Because see, if you humble in your heart and you're humble, he leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. So it's up to you. Because see, you want things to take place. You call on his name and you call on him to come in and intervene. You call on him in your prayers and you understand what I'm saying? You call on him on Sunday morning when you go in the house and you cry out for real. You let your heart pour out. You understand? You have your private moments and you're trying to come in. You're striving to come in. But he knows your heart. But see, the ones that are just putting up the front, he knows yours too. Because, but see, you, so many of us, you called on the spirit of your daddy, father lies, the evil one, right? And the one that are humble, that know the truth. See, we've called on ours, the creator of all things, even your old lying, deceiving daddy. Did you hear what I said? See, you don't even think with your common sense. That you serve someone who was created by the one that created everything, who has, let me tell you something, who's everywhere all the time at the same time with all power in his hand, and your daddy ain't got no power, but the power that he sucks out of you. He gives him, he said, I make you the prince of the air. He got no power nowhere else. He ain't even got the power over there. He gave the prisoner that said, I mean, he still ain't got no power. He said, they give him a name. He still gave that Buster a title. Prince of the Air. And the air can change within the twinkling of an eye. Everything can see, stop, be over. So you got no power. So what am I saying? I'm just extending my love to you to tell you, my brothers, to tell you, my sisters, it's time for you to get on your assignment for your lives, for your souls, for your children's children's children, to do the right thing according to the word of the Most High, not according to the word that man have established in the earth. Because, see, a lot of things will deceive you in the earth. A lot of people will deceive you in the earth. A lot of places are deceiving you right now in the earth. What's your plan? What's your plan, my brothers and sisters? What is your plan? Because one thing you need to remember, we are his workmanship, created in his Son for good works, which the only Most High Creator prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He asking you, he say that we should walk in them. It's like a suggestion to it. When you say, I think you should do this, it's one of those enforcement suggestions. Because if you don't, there will be consequences. Consequences are coming. You know why? Because, you know, me calling on the Most High, you understand what I'm saying? I knew what was going to take place. Because the Apostle John told us, when the Spirit of Truth comes, see, you ask for it, you got it. You remember that? Come on. You ask for it, you got it, Toyota. We gave a shout out to Toyota. I like Toyota, so no shouts. Listen. The Apostle John said, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. You don't even believe that still exists today, do you? Because you're foolish. You're a knucklehead. Because one thing about it is, the scripture tells me, the word of the Most High lets me know, to what I'm going to tell you. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Go read it. Study that. That's St. Matthew chapter 11, the 12th verse. Read chapter 11. Did you hear what I said? From the days of John the Baptist until now. Oh, that was back then. Until now. That's why it's worded like that. So when you read it today, until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence. They murdered him. They killed him. And this is the week leading up to it, according to man's calendar. So the celebrations are going on in the dark world. What you celebrating for? What's your plan? What's my plan? What you doing? Huh? Huh? What you doing? Because it lets you know that from the opening of John's ministry to the present, the kingdom has suffered. Because you got to remember now, Who baptized the Savior? John the Baptist. Who? Everything stopped. The heavens opened up and that Yahuwah spoke. God spoke himself. That's my son. I'm proud of. He's mine. Thank you. A lot of people didn't listen, did they? Did they? Did they? The Pharisees and the scribes at that time, they opposed everything. Even Lord himself did. And the violent take it by force. You know what that means too, right? That the foes, the opposers, the dark one and his imps, them busters, they gonna come for you. I know, I'm telling you personally, they come for you. They come for you now. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, oh, you speaking against yourself, you foolish one. I may not hear, but God hears. Because see, that rejection and how you're doing it, see, you so busy worrying about the wrong thing. Man, I'm striving to bring souls to the Most High. And you getting upset because of the way I'm delivering and the way I'm... See, let me tell you something. He know my heart. It's all about love, man. I'm a humble person, so you step on my toes. And then I try my best, man, because my feet hurt, man. Don't step on my feet. Listen. They rejected John the Baptist. You know that. You see what happened to him, right? That's what's going to happen to some. And now, it is, until now, you must have forgot what I said, what the scriptures say, huh? And not only that, you know, it's a lot of things that we have to be ready for. You know what I'm saying? Ready for the king's advent, responding to vigorously to the announcement and the strain of every muscle to enter. See, let me tell you something. The law and the prophets were until John. You understand? Since that time, the kingdom of the Most High has been preached, and everyone is processing and pressing it into their hearts. A lot of people have come into the knowledge of the word, right? So here, we got to understand that a certain spiritual violence is necessary. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing physical, man. Ephesians tells you that in chapter 6. You know what I'm saying? Our war ain't about flesh and blood, man. Ain't got nothing to do with flesh and blood. And that's the problem. We got things mixed up. We got our young men out here. We ain't got them, but our young men out here killing each other. A lot of murders and things going on unnecessarily in the earth, man. And we act like we don't understand it. And you don't understand it because you do not take time to read and study it. Because you've allowed people to tell you, well, it ain't true. You don't need to read that. And they lied to you. So many different versions of his word out here, man, that people don't know what to believe in him, but the thing that you need to believe is his word is the truth. Because he told us that we're against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. What part of that you don't understand? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Look what they're doing, man. Look what they're doing to your mind. Look what they're doing to your body. Toxins. Look at it. What is it that you don't understand? You keep paying and buying things, man, and doing things, man, that are supporting and making it worse for everybody else because you want to be greedy. You billionaires out of a color, you should be ashamed of yourself because you're a part of it. You're a part of it. You evil. You wicked. You're a part of it. You think people don't know. You think people don't know? People know. From John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So, my brothers and sisters, put on your full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You understand? Put it on. The sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, and your boots of peace. Put it on. Pray without ceasing. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him so that he can direct your path. That's the plan. Stick to the plan. See, we got to come together as one in unity and love under the Most High's plan. And then we'll see a difference. We can make a change. Prayer changes things. We have to come together. Two or three are gathered in his name. He is in the midst. You over there doing the me, myself, and I, that ain't the three he talking about. That's just you. That's one. You can't count. You flunked out of math. I can do this by myself. I got this. He ain't ever seen nobody do it by himself but him hanging on the cross. He the only one could have did that. You wouldn't have been able to do that. I wouldn't have been able to do that. He took on all that pain and suffering. He was still alive. Told him another morning, guess what? They use anesthesia. Anesthesiology. The anesthesiologist come in and put that anesthesia in and put you to sleep before they got to cut you and stick you and do all that stuff on it, don't you? You stay woke and let somebody nail some nails in your hand, in your feet, pierce you in the side with a sword, put a crown of thorns on your head, beat you, whip you to your skin. Let them do it to you while you woke. What's your plan? You better get your mind right. You better get it right. I'm going to say something public. As my goddaddy said, Jane Brown, rest in peace, Dad. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, he's my real goddad, too. Listen, not just the godfather of whatever y'all called him, but you know what I'm saying? Spend time with that. But anyway, he said, you better get on the good foot. Huh. Yay! You better get on the good foot. It's either God or nothing. Don't let it be nothing because you lose. Game over. I'm just keeping it real with you. So you want to play games. I ain't got time to play with you, man. I play with my grandchildren. Laugh and joke with everybody else that I love and want to. I don't play with nobody else. Play with God, you got the wrong one. I ain't doing it. You on your own with that one. I pray for you, fool. Mr. T used to tell you all the time, I pity the fool. You playing with him. Real talk. You better get under some right teaching, some right preaching, sound doctrine. You hear me? You better start studying for yourself to show yourself approved. Because your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, whatever you call him or her, ain't going to be standing there with you. They don't have to answer for you. They got to answer for themselves. And for those of you who are in leadership and saying that you, whatever the title you are, apostle, pastor, bishop, whatever you call yourself, you understand what I'm saying? We better make sure that we on the good foot too. Because remember now, you're going to be held to a high standard and high cause. And your punishment is going to be worse if you ain't did right. You better read about it. You better go to the revelation of John. And I'm talking about the book of Revelation. Because those were revelations made to John from the Most High. You better study the book. Stop letting people tell you, oh, man, that's a scary book, man. You don't want to know. You better read it and study it and get an understanding of where you stand on this day in 2024. You better thank it for allowing you to see it this far. I know I do. Seen a whole lot in my 55 years and planning on seeing many, many more things in my next 55 years. You hear me? Yeah, I can say it. 120 is supposed to be the number, man. I'm just keeping it 100. Speak life. Renewed, recovered, resurrected. All new, baby. Breaking chains, man. Get with it. What's your plan? You better love one another. Because, see, you never know who God is using to come into your presence. You better think about it. Who's been in your presence and you just, did some foul things, said some foul things, and they were being used by the Most High. You had asked for a blessing. You had asked for something, and he sent them through there to just check you out and see what was up and see if you was ready for it. And you ain't even know you didn't pass the test. See, if you were test the Spirit by the Spirit, you would know. See, it's getting ready to be some changes around here. And I'm not finna say anything. Everybody waiting. I got everybody waiting that want to wait. But, you know what I'm saying? It's been 28 years. I ain't in no hurry now. The things that he has done. Oh, my. You know, and we're going to put some faces to some things. And when you see some faces, you're going to be like, oh, man. Seriously, we're going to show you some things and you're going to be like, really? Yeah. It's going to get deep. Because see, in order for souls to be saved, it's not about me. It's about the souls that have to be saved. That's what we're all about. Saving souls. Changing lives. Breaking chains with love. You good with that? All right. Hey, man, tell a friend about us. Breaking Chains Podcast. I am Pastor Rod, man. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Keep us lifted in your prayers. And always, always remember, man, you know what I'm saying? Seek the higher ground.
Feeling like the world coming down on me. Gotta pull together, I'ma push through. Gotta press on, that's what I'ma do. I'm a big, strong-minded fella too. Face a big storm with a look anew. No life jacking and my nose running. It's just life practice, I'ma grow from it. If I lose weight and got no money, still I'm on top cause it's grace on me. My inheritance is bigger than anything I can spend and my name on it. Plus I'm blood bought. Justified. Salvation is the reason I'm alive. Salvation is the reason I'm arrived. It's God or nothing, baby, do or die. Nothing can fade me long as the inside. And I'm killing the flesh, call it suicide. So I'm earning my crown, earning my stripes. God got me some wings, one day I'ma fly. So no matter the test, no matter the trial, the valley, the hill, or the mount climb, I'ma push through like that last rep on that bench press. Cause I got to and I'm on it. I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Look. Necessary. Man, it's right here, it's so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. Fighting till they put me in a cemetery. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word like my feet on top of a dictionary. I need something that's beyond the commentary. Give me revelation, that's how I'ma stand. Without a spirit, I'm just a man. Like the walking dead, call it body bag. But I'm moving on and got a lot of gas. Staying strong like I'm Kali Muscle. Staying in his presence where the power at. Seeking what is with us on my knees and knuckles. He's the one I'm calling on. I'm in trouble, let me give me power when I'm facing struggles. He was calling me a king when I was nothing. And he also see me clean when I was dead. And man, I hold it to him. You might not understand it, but I promise I hold it to him. And I'ma prove it through my life that God is ruler. Man, I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I want it. It's been too long to give up now, and I want it. Gotta bite down, cause it's crunch time, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. Necessary.
necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. Necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up is not in my itinerary. 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 I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the word. There might be no type of a dictionary. Giving up is not in my itinerary. Yeah. Resurrected, resurrected, brought to perfection, resurrected, yeah, I've been resurrected, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. ATV, your break of chains, special assignment on this Monday, all honor, glory, and praise to our Most High, the Heavenly Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I pray everything is well with you, man. Thank you for turning us on tonight. I pray that I said something, man, that touched your heart, man, so broke some chains and release you from that evil darkness, man. We got to move forward. Stop being so content in things, man, that you know are not right. Stop being so, you know what I'm saying, passive. Stop allowing people to push you around and step on you when you know it's not right. You know, stand on the word. Just stand on the word. Just stand on the word. That's what Drew just told you, Drew Tony. You know what I'm saying? You've been waiting on it for a long time. You know you want it. So don't give up on it. Don't never give up on, listen, don't never, ever, ever, never, ever give up on the one that created you. The Most High, the creator of all creation. You understand what I'm saying? Yah, himself. He created everything. All power was in his hands. And then the sinful world came along, man, and he had to destroy it. And here we are, you know what I'm saying? We got sinful again after the destruction and the renewing of the world, and we got crazy again. And then he had to send the sacrifice of his only begotten son through himself to come down here to fix it, clean it up. And he cleaned it up with his own blood. And you still don't have any respect for it. So you wonder why hell is busting loose? It ain't got nothing to do with Rick James. It's got everything to do with your creator. You want hell? Hell is busting loose in the earth right now. Because you asked for it. And the only one going to be saved is his, the righteous. Because this is what you asked for. So you finna get what you asked for. What a foolish move that you have made. The consequences are upon you. Righteous, we good. Thank you for that. We good. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, only begotten Son. And it's something, man, when you learn the truth, it's hard to say, you know, so you want to say, Yahshua. You understand? Thank you for filling me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Gracious and merciful Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to use this platform, Blog Talk Radio, to bring your word, your teaching, your guidance, and your message to your people. Pray that something was said that was used to bring your people to the light, the marvelous light of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, HaMashiach. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. We ask that something will be done in the earth right now to make your presence known for those that just don't know. They will feel you before you make your wrath known. Know that your love is still present as long as you're making yourself known through your opportunity. And let those find you while you can be found. We ask for right now for covering over this ministry, the head, myself right now, and my family, my loved ones, those that are dear and near to my heart. Watch over us and keep us. Send your guardian angels to us wherever we lay our heads and rest, near and far on the earth, wherever we are, my family, my loved ones. Cover them and protect them, my brothers and sisters, through your only begotten Son, Yeshua. Bless us and guide us and cover us and strengthen us. Protect us throughout the night and throughout the days. Order our steps. Make sure the things are done for your glory as we honor, glorify, and praise your name. Take care of this ministry, Breaking Chains, Young Adults Talk, Sacred Words Ministry. Watch over the Williams Firm Elite. Watch over every affiliate partnership that we have. Keep and strengthen us as we continue to grow and be increased by you, Father. We thank you. Honor, glorify, and praise everything that you do for us. We do it right now. We make it public as we touch and agree in the spirit, two or three gathered in your name. So we thank you for being in the midst. Lead us and guide us as we trust in you with all of our heart. We strive to lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, we will strive to acknowledge you out of our own mouths to you so that you can direct our path. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank everybody for turning us on tonight. Be good. Take care of yourselves out there. And you know what I'm saying? Just stay strong. You ain't going to never leave nor forsake us. Don't forget to support the ministry. The Cash App is always open for you. It's Cash App. Go to Cash App. Hit the dollar sign. Type in YATLIVE. All capital letters. Dollar sign YATLIVE. Yet live. Or wherever you are in the world, send a check of money or the Bless the Ministry. Young Adults Talk Foundation. Young Adults Talk Foundation. That's at P.O. Box 70033. P.O. Box 70033. Mobile, Alabama 36670. 36670 Mobile, Alabama. We are a nonprofit. 501c3 Foundation. So see, you can send in your donation and write it off. That's what you choose to do. But bless us, because he is watching over us and guiding us and leading us. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. We are Breaking Chains. Peace.
Praise and praise. We sing hallelujah. Oh, Father.
Jump in the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my fly skill. Plus for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only Him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow of death, I'm yelling, what evil can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot with just the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that he's turning the situation, the face in the rhinos going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life ain't showing me like Geico. On the real though, super ill floor is what he gave me. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, long as God in it. When he give me the orders, I'ma gon' handle my business, and I'ma pull out the mission to stop till I finish. It's on now, feel like somebody forgot to me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein, cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you seeking with all of your heart, ain't no limit to what it revealing. Consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help when never living get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new Porsche, looking at the past in the rear view. I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy, on a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
When you
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.